Welcome to an inspirational Sunday message from Found Church. We hope you will be challenged and encouraged while listening to this message. For more information, or if you'd like to contact us, please visit our church website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Amen. Thank you so much, William and Fiona, for sharing that testimony with us. I can see how much you were enjoying watching yourself there on the screen. It was so good, and I'm sure there is so many great lessons for all of us in that testimony that we can learn this Christmas time. Let's pray together. Father, we just thank you for this privilege it is to come and share your word now. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you'll help me, you'll speak through me, and that people will encounter Jesus as a result of what I share tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I mean, so you'll probably notice by now how much joy there is in the Christmas story. And of course, it starts with the angel who visits Zechariah and Elizabeth foretelling the birth of John the Baptist. He will be a joy to you, the angel prophesies. When cousins Elizabeth and Mary are visiting each other, the unborn baby John the Baptist within Elizabeth's womb leaps up with joy. Elizabeth's neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord has shown her great mercy. And the Gospel of Luke says they shared her joy. When the angel Gabriel appears to Mary with the Annunciation, the first words off his lips are a command, rejoice, which literally means be full of joy, Mary. Then in a text often called Mary's Song, she cries out, yes, my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. And when the angels appear to the shepherds in the fields in Luke chapter 2, they say, do not be afraid, we bring you good news of great joy. And don't think for a minute that joy is only a New Testament invention. Let me remind you of the great joy that comes shining through from Isaiah and the psalmist. Words like, praise the Lord. This morning the whole earth is singing with joy. See, I hope you're not getting bored yet with the references to joy, because there's almost 250 Bible verses with joy in them and another 150 pertaining to rejoice. And I think, wow, that is a whole lot of joy. A whole lot of joy. But don't worry, I'm not going to spoil your joy tonight, Found Church, by going through all 400 of them. But you see, with over 400 total references to joy and rejoicing in the Bible, I think we can safely say that it's not a minor theme in God's word to us. See, every time the Messiah is mentioned in the entire Bible, whether it's a Hebrew Bible prophecy or a proclamation of coming and Jesus coming in the gospel, every time the good tidings are always sung forth with joy, joy, and even more joy. Come on. And by the time we turn to the Christmas story in the gospel, the story of God's coming to be with God's people in flesh and blood, the joy factor has went through the roof. The joy factor's went through the roof. Joy has gone viral in the Christmas story. It's so contagious. It's infectious. And by the end of the second chapter of Luke, there's hardly been a single character in the entire story who hasn't had the word joy on their lips at some point. Joy, joy, rejoice. The angels are sharing it. The women are feeling it. Unborn babies are leaping with it. The shepherds are racing towards Bethlehem because they have heard of it. The three wise men are hot on their heels on their journey towards Epiphany. If joy is like the clear, sweet sound of a bell you've been longing to hear, let me tell you, the whole gospel is ringing with it. The whole gospel is ringing with it. Rejoice, for these are good tidings of great joy. But let me tell you, Found Church, I don't know about you, but I can't help contrast this real joy of Christmas that we read about in Scripture with the fear, the uncertainty, the unknown, the stress, the bustle of the Christmas season that people are experiencing this year. When I look around me this Christmas season, I don't actually see too many people who are dancing and singing their way through the holiday season with huge grins on their face. People who are transformed by the joy of salvation in the same way that the biblical characters were carried away with joy. I just don't see it. Do any of you guys see it? I don't see it. But let me tell you the good news, though. The good news is God's gift to us today in 2021, and every day is a total stress-free gift of joy in God's presence. The total stress-free gift of joy in God's presence. I thought some people would be excited by that. Every day, the free gift of joy in God's presence. See, God's joy is a gift to us, pure and simple, with no strings attached. No strings attached. Thanks be to God that joy is not just one more commercial product to be obtained, one more product to be worked for or purchased and wrapped before Christmas morning. Hey, I finished all my wrapping. Only had two presents to wrap for Elizabeth, and somebody else wrapped one of them, so. That brings me joy, though. But let me tell you, joy is not just one more thing on your to-do list. It's not one more obligation to fulfill or emotion to drum up. It's a sweet, simple gift given to all with an open heart. Tonight, God and all of God's creation want to infect you, yes, you, with joy. And I hope that you're not too tired to say yes. And as we reflect on the story of Jesus' coming, as told in the gospel, we are struck by the willingness of the biblical writers and the biblical characters to throw open their arms wide and embrace the joy of Jesus' salvation. When we look at the Christmas story, we see biblical character after character who opened themselves up to the possibility of joy by daring to say yes when it was offered. Elizabeth and Zachariah dared to hope that they could experience joy even at their advanced age after so many decades of unfulfilled dreams and years without a baby. Mary dared to accept the joy of giving birth to the Christ child in her heart and in her mind. And when the angel commands rejoice, Mary responds with, "My soul does rejoice in Christ my Saviour." When the angels appear to the shepherds that famous night near Bethlehem, bringing good tidings of great joy, the shepherds dare to drop everything that they're doing, and they take off for a stall in an inn in Bethlehem in pursuit of what? In pursuit of great joy. Character after character in the Christmas drama of the Gospels is offered the precious gift of joy. And let me tell you, not one single character in that Bible story turns away from that free gift. No one says, "I'm too busy for joy this year." No one says, "I'm too fearful for what's happening in the world this year. Sorry, I've got a headache. I'm feeling too great today, so no, I'm not wanting that joy. Marrying a pregnant virgin teenager sounds too complicated. Could you not ask somebody else? My to-do list is too long. I've still got to make the food, and I've still got to go shopping for those last-minute gifts. I don't want that joy. Yeah, I would love to come to Bethlehem, but the sheep need feeding, and I'll celebrate the coming of the Messiah later." No, the Bible characters, they drop everything they are doing, and they leap with all their hearts into the joy that they are offered. No second hesitations, no glances backwards over the shoulder to see what would be left undone. When the gift of joy is offered, what do? They seize it with both hands. And here's the good news this evening. That same joy is offered to every single one of us, whether in this room, watching online, is offered to us in the same measure that is offered to each person in the gospel story. Exactly the same. Jesus, our Savior, is no less present here today than he was to the shepherds and the angel over 2,000 years ago. There's no reason that our songs of good tidings, of great joy, cannot be as loud and as soulful as those of the angels. Hey, what about our singers earlier? Everything amazing. Lindsay, I'm hoping for an encore of that "Go Tell It on the Mountain" later. That was my favourite. Kirsty. See, we're invited to get swept up in the current of joy and lose ourselves in the songs of rejoicing. Let me ask you, friend church, are you losing yourselves in the songs of rejoicing this Christmas season? To each of us, an angel comes commanding us, commanding you and commanding me, rejoice in God, your Savior. Rejoice in God, your Savior. Let me ask you, do we have the obedience and the courage to respond to that commandment with all of our hearts? Are we ready to make this year to make this a year of great, contagious, wild, and unrestrained joy? Or are we going to shrink back in fear? Or are we going to make it all about joy and our Savior today? And I said right at the beginning that joy went viral in the Christmas story. From the angels to Elizabeth and Zechariah, to Mary and Joseph, to the shepherds, to the wise men, and finally, to the whole world, to you and to me. A love that couldn't be contained, a joy that you just can't keep to yourself. It's the joy of the unexplained. It's the joy of the unexpected. It's the joy of hopes fulfilled after long years of waiting. It's the joy of arrival and fulfillment just when you wanted to give up hope forever. It's the joy of God coming to us when we need him the most, and we need him now. I just want to ask the youth band to come and get ready as I finish up. Let me tell you, this joy, it's the joy of salvation. It's the joy of salvation. That is what's offered to us today, just the same as it was offered 2,000 years ago. Let me say, Found Church, I hope with all of my heart that when people meet us as Christians, when they meet us as the people of Found Church, or when they come to our services, they can see and feel this joy that we have been given in Jesus. I hope more than anything else that our community is radiant with the kind of explosive, dynamic, uncontainable joy that bubbles up in the Christmas narratives and throughout the entire gospel. I hope that that joy is so infectious among us that every person who walks into this church building leaves with a strange smile on their faces, wondering what on earth was that? What on earth was that? See, we've been given good tidings of great joy that shall be for all people, not just for us in this room or watching online, but for all people. Let's say yes to it. Let's say yes to those good tidings of great joy. Let us be like Elizabeth, who shouted out with glee even in her old age. Tell you, if you're not dead, God's not done. Don't think you're ever too old. Like John the Baptist, who leapt with it. You're never too young. You're never too young. Like Zechariah, who first laughed and then was stunned into silence by those great tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy. Let's be like Mary, whose soul sang out within her because she couldn't keep off that joy inside. Like the shepherds who dropped what they were doing and raced towards Bethlehem to find that promised joy. Let us be like the angels who filled the heavens with their songs. Found Church, let's say yes to that invitation this year. Let us jump with both feet into that river of joy. When the angel comes to us and says, rejoice, let's sing it out with our very souls. Let us be wild with joy, with the joy of our Messiah's arrival. Finally, and most importantly, let's make sure, Found Church, that the whole world knows about it. Let me tell you, Found Church, people are searching and seeking, and all they're finding is fear and things that are just making them want to stay at home and stuck in their house because they're scared to even put their foot out the door. Let me tell you, Found Church, we have the answer, and his name is Jesus. And his name is Jesus. We need to be louder than the negative voices. We need to be louder than the voices that are filling us full of fear and despair. We need to be filling people with hope, filling people with joy. Let's not keep it to ourselves, Found Church. Let's make sure the whole world knows about the joy that is found in Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've been challenged and inspired. Please feel free to contact us through our website, foundchurch.co.uk, or you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.